Great rising, my folks. It is an awesome yacht day. And as you hear, it is raining. Raining is awesome. It has a lot of meaning behind it. But I really just want to say hi. Dr. D, coming to you live. And I am on a journey of truth. And most of the time, I'm in incognito, but yet present. So, with that said, I know I have numerous of individuals that listen to my podcast because I just saw a report that was sent to me from Spotify. It was very interesting. And I just want to say first, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. I think they said over 27% new listeners from all over the world. So I appreciate all of you, especially in Ghana. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And I wonder if they let me see the other countries. It says that I have 80 top fans. Okay. 13 of the fans. I am the number one podcast. And South Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, and United Arab Emirates are my top listeners. Well, the countries, the top countries. That's just powerful. I thank you for that. So, welcome. And my experiences are becoming so much inclusive pertaining to Yah and the trueness of his nature and how he want us to love him and only him. And oh my gosh, I can literally declare that I don't consider myself a Christian underneath that umbrella Christianity. That is out. Period. And I'm just going to be frank. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the rigmarole. I'm tired of the same old, being the same old. I mean, come on. And I have to hear individuals constantly when that time comes, or even when I'm in a store, and people are tired. You know, 2020 was a reset for all of us, especially to the body of Christ. And what happened? Now it's like what we can build bigger and how many people can come and how many people we can get from coming all. It's just too much. Everybody have their assignment though, right? So I'm going to leave that like that. But this is where I'm at. Many who have been brainwashed may not understand where I'm at. But hey, to each his own on that part. But I'm letting you all know. I'm making a public announcement. This is where I am. And because I'm allowing y'all to teach me, I have been experiencing so much phenomenal revelation on Yahoo, you know, and Yahushua. Oh my gosh. Now I have to still practice how to pronounce his name. But God say, I know them that know my name. Y'all know that we just been calling Yah by his title. We really haven't been calling Yah by his name? Whoa. That's a whole nother subject. But anyway, I want to release adventure upon you, wisdom upon you, more seeking, more reading, more clarity in your life. And to all the business owners, you know, right now they are promoting fear. Everything you're hearing on internet, you guys, is fear, 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 fear. All right. Now, they are using the media, the social media, to propagate their agenda. So y'all got to watch that. But don't sleep on it, because they telling you what they doing. Oh, yeah. They showing you what's coming again. So are you preparing for it, or are you just back and forth in the comments with people that's on social media instead of literally saying, wait a minute, time to have a family meeting. Get your family together and y'all start getting yourself together. Because I'm telling you, we didn't expect 2020. Well, I didn't expect it to show up the way it did, but I did knew something was coming. And 2017, God was telling me, he said, daughter, I'm gonna show you something in 2020. And I say, 2020? And I used to say, oh, 2020, I'm coming for you. So I'm thinking, you know, hey, this my year, this my year. I'm about to shine, I'm about to blow up, I'm about to be that millionaire, I'm about to do. 2020 was a whole shutdown. Oh my gosh, it didn't turn out nothing like we thought. Well, I know, like I thought, right? So now, last year, the end of really 22, going into last year, and then all of a sudden, all kind of stuff started happening, right? Well, with that, the Lord said, prepare yourself, because 2025, I'm about to show you something. I'm like, oh my God, what's happening in 2025, Lord? What's going on? So one thing I got to tell you guys, prepare. All right. Don't get caught up into buying all this material stuff. Get what you need to sustain yourself. If you need a vehicle, get your vehicle. If you need a home, get a home, something stable. But make sure you prepare for all the other stuff. All right. Don't get caught up into buying all these TVs and jewelry, and get the stuff that you need that's going to be able to sustain you. Because whatever's about to happen, it's going to be serious, y'all. And I am being awakening in so many areas, I am not even able to share. Okay? Because one thing that Dr. D had to really come to grips this year, well, in 2023, is Dr. D, you got to take care of yourself first. That's personal, that's spiritually, and in business. Take care of yourself. Make sure that you are together. Because, yeah, I'm guilty. I'm addicted. I'm addicted to people. I'm addicted to caring for people and going the extra mile for people and trying to understand what's happening and make their life better and make their business better. But you know what I'm learning? People just don't listen. And we're doing too much. We're doing the most. And then at the end of it, now we want to blame everybody else. No, I think we need to sit down and evaluate yourself. Reevaluate. And that's what I had to do. Can't blame nobody, no matter how it happened, no matter what occurred. You have to sit down and think about it and say, wait a minute. If I would have did this instead of doing this, I would have had a better outcome. I could have been better prepared. It's all right, y'all. It's all right. It's all right. Because if you don't make a mistake, if you don't pay attention at a particular season or time in your life, how would you ever know to do better? Right? How would you ever know how to conquer a situation, overcome a test? Well, overcome a trial and pass a test. How would you know? Half the stuff that I've learned within the last 6 months, I could really be honest with you. If I would have stayed on the path that I was, guess what? I would have never tapped into what God wanted me. Y'all wanted me to tap into. And this is bigger than what I have ever tapped into. And I know only those that's going to be ready to receive, though, going to be able to receive this. But first things first, I have to make sure that Danielle, Dr. D, take care of herself. I mean, really, this time. And that's what it was all about. That's what it was all about. Be anxious for nothing but by prayers and supplications unto Yah, make your requests known. And once I make my requests known, I have to depend on Yah to give me the green light to do A, to do B, to do C. And yeah, I have to also learn that He already then equipped me with everything I need. I don't need to go and grasp and do nothing else. I don't need to start nothing new. I don't need to grab nothing new. I need to take what He already has given me and execute on that. Whoa. And this is what I have learned these past couple of months. So all y'all business owners out there, hey, you don't have to go start another business. You already have an umbrella company, right? I have an umbrella company. Now we got to bring that company to the next level. We got to protect that company, all right? And it's called trust, private trust, estate trust. It's all type of other dimensions in a business that I didn't know that God wanted me to take part of. And at the end of it, well, at the beginning of it, that will protect the end of it, right? That's going to be able to be that dispensation of generational wealth. Oh, man. I'm just giving you a little pieces. That's all I can give you right now. I can't go into no details or nothing right now. Only thing I'm saying from this recording, because y'all see now, y'all going to hear from me sporadically, all right? And why? Because God already told me. He done chastised me. He said, "You talking too much." Yeah. Abba say, "You talking too much right now." He say, "Why you think Yahushua, right, talked in parables? Because many ain't going to get it anyway." Right? Only those that have ears to hear what the Spirit of Yah says. Only those that have the endurance, that's willing to go through the fire and be purified to be able to step into this level, to be able to hear the frequencies of Yah, not of this world, because this world has been deceived already. I mean, it's been deceived, and in my eyes is like, Lord, the world is deceived, the church itself is deceived, this Christianity has been deceiving so many people, and it is just, I don't even want to go into too much, because, you know, they censor everything. They have programmed the AIs to shut you down when you say certain words, you know. So this broadcast is for educational purposes, entertainment purposes only. All right. So I'm going to put my disclaimer in there right now. All right. And all rights are reserved by Dr. D. Okay. And so from that point, and I have to probably update my disclaimer and really put it in writing on this Boom Factor page, even though Spotify has theirs and Anchor has theirs, but it's all Spotify now. I have to put my own disclaimer for my broadcast. So I think that's enough. We are in a new season. I'm not going to say it a new year, because we're really not in a new year yet. I'm not going to go into all of that, but it's just some things that Yah has awakened me to. And I'm in the hunt right now. I'm in the hunt. And it's been a good hunt. It's been a testing time, yeah. But only the remnant going to enter in. Just think about that. All that we have done all these years, especially in church, in ministry, in a building. And God will say, depart from me because I never knew you. But we think we did. We did. We just really thought we did what God wanted us to do. And then turn around and God will tell you, that's an abomination to me. You haven't done nothing for me. You've done it for yourself, not for me. Whoa. So that really makes you really want to sit down and say, well, what in the world have I been doing? I know something was missing, but my goodness. Yeah, it's time to have that conversation with yourself. It's time to have that conversation with y'all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you'll be amazed. He said, ask him anything, and he will tell you. He will show you things you know not. And we think we know everything. All the education and the degrees and the prestige and the influence. And in God's eyes, it's all but stunk. Stunky, stunky, stunky. Pride. False humility, pride. So I humbled myself. Oh, yeah. I said, Lord, I'm the clay. You the potter. I need to enter in. It don't matter. You my father. Whatever you want to do in me, through me, out of me, I am yours, Lord. Everything I got, everything I'm not, I'm yours, Lord. I had to go old school on that one. I'm yours, Abba. I'm yours. I want to experience the true and living Yah. I don't want to have false experiences. I don't want no angel light coming to me. And I'm thinking that's God speaking and that's not, but the devil coming and there's an angel of light deceiving. Oh, no, 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 no. We're not doing that. Oh, no, 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 no. We're not doing that. Mm-mm. So all you guys that have listening ears, remember, search your matter out. Read. And y'all business owners, because guess what? Y'all are powerful. Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize how powerful we are. And I'm on the right track, though. But God has elevated, taken me to another level. So even the business is at another level now. It's like, oh my gosh, I've been teaching on and showing. Yeah, it was good, but that's not the frequency. It's not the level that God wanted me to teach. But for me to teach and share and help deliver folks, that was my motto. We want you to be credible, fundable, and a sustainable business that will leave a legacy and generational wealth for your family, for generations to 1,000 generations. Hey, guess what? That word, that declaration had to be tested in Dr. D. Oh, but I'm happy. Oh, my gosh. The test was really, really a test, man. I'm talking, ooh, that was a fight. The test was a fight. And I'm still fighting, but I'm fighting with joy, and I'm fighting with a winning spirit. I'm a conqueror. I'm a warrior of Yah. Oh, Yah, 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 Yah. Yes, 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 yes. And it's on. And it's going to be all on for those that have ears to hear. Those that are searching. You know, me and my daughter, and I'm about to go. I say, you know what? Now I'm understanding why. I understand what it meant to be a Beridium. Because remember when Paul went and started sharing some new insight, and they was like, okay, we hear you, but let us go search this matter out, and we'll come back and let you know. That's where I'm at. I'm searching the matter out. I always did search things out. I be finding out a lot of stuff, y'all. Ooh, and then I be sharing it. So what the Father has done for me and has encouraged me. He said, okay, I'm bringing you a little higher and deeper depths in some revelations that I need for you to understand and get it in you. Let me write it on the tablets of your heart. I don't want you to say nothing and share nothing yet. Because when you open up your mouth this time, you thought you seen a remnant in the effects of individuals who thought they was getting over on you, who thought that was treating you any kind of way, talking about you, you know, this little pettiness. That's lower level issues, y'all. This lower level. That's what he was telling me. Be encouraged, daughter. That was lower level instruments, lower level people, lower level thinkers. Especially those that think they're high, but you really in lower level frequencies. Nah, don't worry about that, because where I'm bringing you, they're not going to be able to hang on. It's going to be like electricity. It's gonna shock them. Now, they're going to shock, get knocked out, get the revelation, or they're going to get shocked, knocked out, and run the other way. There's no strap in the fist with this one this time, y'all. You either in or you out. You in or you out. You in or you out. No matter what your clout, you in or you out. That's what it's all about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what it's all about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm all about. Jehovah, baby. Come on. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The King of Kings in the Yah of Yahs. All right, I'm gone. Let me get ready to roll out. I had to pull on the side, but now it's time to, it's still raining, but it's not that bad no more. So, peaces, blessings upon you all. Don't let this fear of the social media and the news, the stuff that you hearing, please, fear, the spirit of fear is not of God. The spirit of fear comes from the wicked one. Okay? Yah did not give you the spirit of fear, but he has given you power, love, and a sound mind. Oh my goodness. And so though you may hear many things, many voices are in the air, many things are happening, but only chew on what you know that God have called you to chew on. Take heed to what you hear. See, we be hearing stuff, but we ain't taking heed. Get with your family, right? So what's the first thing? Read everything. Contracts, y'all with these car dealerships. I'm going to go in and I'm going to expose all that. I'm going to expose that big time. Y'all be careful with these car dealerships, all right? Because they stealing. Look, I'm going to leave you this nugget right here. When you sign that application for that car, it's paid for. I'm going to leave it like that. It's paid for already. It's paid for already. Even when they deny you. If they talking about, oh, well, we you need a co-signer or we won't be able to apply. We won't be able to offer you credit. They're a lie, because guess what? They're already then tapped into your credit. Well, I'm going to leave that one alone, too. See, I got to go, because see, I talk too much. Pay attention to the contracts, y'all. Especially when it says security interest. It's not what it really means. Security interest is what they're making off of you. Hey. All right. Buying them homes. All right. You could be your own mortgage company. Well, let me leave that alone. Read, y'all. Please. This is the season to read. Get with your family and make a game plan. All right. Don't let 2020 sneak up on you, all right? Because it's something about to go down, y'all. I can tell y'all that much. They propagating. They showing stuff. Premeditating predictions, right? But eventually, it is trying to tell you something. So pay attention and just get ready. Prepare yourself, all right? Prepare yourself. Don't get caught with your pants down. You're supposed to have your pants down anyway. Pull them pants up, dudes. girl.
Pull your pants up, queen. Y'all kings and queens. It's time for us to start acting like it. Walk like a queen. Walk like a king. Dress like a queen. Dress like a king. And whatever native expression that you feel to dress, I'm going to put it like that. All right? That's what I'm talking about. Be your authentic self. It's the time for the real kings and queens to shine. Arise and shine, for the glory of Yah has come upon you. All right? He has set you in high places, baby. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Now it's time for you to decree and declare in your own life. Bless yourself. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Do you know his name? Yah. Do you know his name? Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What's going on in earth now? Ain't nothing going on earth that's in heaven. This stuff that's happening in earth, guess what? It ain't happening in heaven. So what's the problem? Something ain't right here. Right? Something ain't right, right? Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts or our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Y'all, you're going to have to forgive. Believe me, it's going to pay off. So many people have done so many things, especially men. And I can honestly say, when I think back and just look, those that have mistreated me, betrayed me, lied upon me, abused me or whatever, guess what? They all gone. They're not here in the land of the living. Why? Because on that time, now it hurted, stuff happened, but guess what? I forgave them. I forgave them on slot. I forgave them. Then I had to ask God, now you help me with these feelings of this yuck. Help me with these feelings of anger and want to retaliate. Help me, but I forgive them, Lord. Help me with the forgiveness. And I release them. So y'all, release. Come on, y'all got to forgive. I don't care how you feel a person should have been, how they should have been acting, what they did to you, whatever. Okay, it happened. Ask, forgive them, y'all. Forgive them. I'm telling you, you're going to live a whole, man, you're going to awaken, come off of you. Forgive them. And now forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for you thinking that you allowed this to happen or what went wrong. And then you're going through all these scenarios. Hey, you cannot. Hey, we don't have time for all that. Forgive yourself, because God already forgave you. So once you forgive others, God going to forgive you. That's what that prayer is. Forgive me of my trespasses as I forgive others of their trespasses, right? Come on now. It's reciprocal. It's reciprocal. And as you go forward and God anoint your head with oil for your cup to run over with all the things that y'all want you to have, then guess what? And I know I done missed two scriptures. I done missed Psalm 23 in the prayer together. Surely goodness and mercy are going to follow you all the days of your life. Why? Because you choose to dwell in the house of the Lord, the house of Yah. Hey. All right, y'all. So I love you all. I know it's been a while, but I appreciate everybody that have tuned in. We're going to have an awesome celebration coming the new year because all those pagan holidays, Dr. D is not celebrating. It's like I'm just off of all of it. Greetings and good tidings and all the other stuff. I'm asking God to give me his revelation according to Yah. All right? I'm just going to drop these nuggets on you. I encourage you to go to YouTube and listen to the Book of Enoch. All right? Jesus, Yeshua already had told us that there are many books, right? He already told us there's many books, but they haven't taught us. And I'm telling you guys, when you start reading all these other books, you can have a relief in your life. You're going to like, oh my gosh,
I'm struggling for nothing. Because you start having a better spiritual understanding on what's going on and how this world system really operates and how God said he wants us to dominate. Ooh, I like that, Holy Ghost. You're going to learn how this system of this world operates and how God wants you to dominate. How God, well, Yah, how Yahuwah want you to dominate in this world. And it's going to give you that, ooh, all right. But it's going to have that humility, shalom about it. All right? Now, only those that have ears to hear me right now going to understand what I'm talking about. Those that scratching their head and don't even have a clue what I'm talking about, well, yeah, you need a little bit more deep revelation and just ask the Holy Spirit to help you. That's all. You know, everybody at a different level of growing, but I'm just sharing with you where I'm at, you know, because I know a lot of people like, girl, I heard somebody say, you still got your radio show? I haven't heard you on the radio. Then I said, yeah, well, God had me on a journey. So I am sharing my journey with you all. I am on a journey. I'm on a journey of truth and experiencing the true and living Yah. All right? This is where I'm at. Okay? And I love you all. I love you all. And I want you to be encouraged. And I think that's all I have to say right now. Okay? So y'all just have a glorious, fantastic Y'all Friday. Fry y'all. All right. God bless.